Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You ever hear one of those courtroom stories that makes you set your drink down and stare wide-eyed at whoever's talking, wondering if you heard them right? Well, today was one of those days. In federal court, the jury in Sean Diddy Combs' trial got an earful of a story they probably won't be forgetting anytime soon. It was like watching one of those movies about the music industry, only darker, much darker, and way too real for comfort. It all kicked off with Regina Ventura, the mother of Cassie Ventura, Diddy's ex-girlfriend. You know that nightmare scenario you've probably heard about on gossip shows? The one where the rich, powerful boyfriend turns nasty and tries to control someone by threatening to leak private tapes? Yeah, it turns out that's exactly what Regina says happened. She walked jurors through a chilling night back in late 2011 when, allegedly, Combs didn't just threaten to leak explicit sex tapes of Cassie. He also threatened physical harm to Cassie and Kid Cudi, who Cassie had briefly dated. Imagine being a mom, sitting at your kitchen table and getting a call like that. Your kid's life, her reputation, everything is suddenly on the line, and it's coming from someone with unlimited resources. Terrifying, right? Well, Regina did what a mom would do. She panicked, but then she got practical. She took out a home equity loan for $20,000, cash she probably never expected she'd need to protect her own daughter from someone who was supposed to care for her. She wired it straight to an account linked to Bad Boy Records, Combs' company, hoping this might somehow calm the storm. But then, bizarrely, the money was sent right back. Shortly after, Cassie and Combs patched things up, leaving Regina relieved but understandably confused, like a hostage negotiation where suddenly the kidnapper just shrugs and walks away, as if nothing ever happened. But that wasn't all Regina had. She brought evidence, the kind you can't ignore even if you desperately want to. Photos, clear, stark pictures taken on Christmas Eve in 2011, showing bruises on Cassie's thigh and back. These weren't blurry images you'd squint at to make out shapes. These were graphic, unmistakable signs that something violent had occurred. As the jury looked at the photos, you could almost feel the air shift. Those images said more than words ever could. Combs' lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, tried to shut this whole testimony down before it even got rolling. He argued to Judge Arun Subramanian that it would unfairly prejudice jurors, that somehow showing the reality of the situation would be more harmful than helpful. But Judge Subramanian wasn't having it. He decided Ventura's testimony wasn't just dramatic, it was directly relevant, specifically calling it an example of potential extortion. The defense didn't even attempt to cross-examine Regina afterward. Maybe they realized there's only so much you can challenge before looking like the villain yourself. Just when you think the courtroom couldn't feel any heavier, David James took the stand. James, who once worked as a personal assistant to Diddy, gave the jury an inside look into what he called, somewhat ironically, Mr. Combs' kingdom. And no, he wasn't talking glittery parties or plush offices. James described something closer to a paranoid dictatorship. Staff were routinely subjected to lie detector tests, the kind of thing you might expect at a CIA interrogation, but certainly not at a hip-hop mogul's office. Combs apparently didn't just mistrust the people around him. He actively cultivated an atmosphere of suspicion and fear. James shared anecdotes about these compulsory polygraphs, describing them as deeply unsettling experiences. It was as if loyalty wasn't just demanded. It was monitored, quantified, and tested. Picture going to work every day knowing your boss trusts absolutely no one. And if something goes missing, a watch, cash, you're suddenly strapped to a machine, wires on your chest, having to prove you're not a thief. Doesn't exactly scream healthy workplace environment. But James didn't stop at lie detector tests. He talked about the rampant drug use, describing Combs' daily cocktail of Percocet by day and ecstasy by night. Now, nobody's judging how celebrities choose to unwind, but James painted a picture of a lifestyle spiraling into paranoia and aggression, fueled by substances that amplify those exact qualities. He recounted an especially jarring moment from 2008 when he found himself alongside Combs in a confrontation with notorious rap industry figure Suge Knight at a diner in L.A. According to James, Combs had three guns laid out casually across his lap, like he was prepping for war rather than breakfast. Imagine that for a second, a celebrity beef escalating to the point where firearms are displayed openly in a car, like it's some mob movie. James told the court that this confrontation marked the moment he realized his life was genuinely in danger. That this job wasn't just stressful, it was potentially deadly. He resigned soon after, giving 6 months' notice, almost like someone carefully backing out of a room filled with explosives. On cross-examination, Combs' attorney tried poking holes in James's story, wondering aloud why certain details about the Suge Knight incident weren't shared sooner. James bluntly responded that he'd been instructed not to incriminate himself, which, let's be real, isn't exactly something you say casually. It's the kind of statement that hangs heavily in the courtroom air, suggesting deeper, uglier layers still hidden beneath the surface. So by the time James finished, jurors likely felt they'd been given a tour through a world nobody signs up for willingly. A world of fear disguised as loyalty, of paranoia masked as caution, and of violence lurking just below a glossy veneer of celebrity glamour. It painted Combs not as the iconic entrepreneur we've seen smiling from magazine covers, but as someone operating more like a paranoid kingpin than a music executive. As court adjourned briefly, leaving everyone sitting with the uncomfortable silence of fresh revelations, you could sense that today had only scratched the surface of a much darker story. And just when the room was adjusting to the stark new reality that had been laid bare, the courtroom doors swung open again, signaling there was still more to come. You know those moments when a courtroom feels more like an episode of some gritty true crime series rather than real life? Today definitely had that vibe. Just when you thought the saga surrounding Sean Diddy Combs couldn't get any stranger or darker, it did. In a big way. Taking the witness stand today was Sharae Hayes. Now, Sharae isn't exactly a household name, unless you spend your nights frequenting the exotic dancing circuit, where he's better known by his stage name, The Punisher. But after today, he might just find himself in a slightly different spotlight. Hayes took us behind the curtain, or maybe it's better to say behind closed hotel doors, into Combs' infamous freak-offs, which he described in vivid, uncomfortable detail. According to Hayes, it all started with a call from a woman calling herself Janet. Janet spun a story about a surprise birthday performance for her husband. Nothing particularly unusual for someone in Hayes's line of work. The only thing was, when Hayes showed up at this Manhattan hotel suite ready to entertain a party crowd, he found just two people, a woman, who turned out to be Cassie Ventura, and a man whose identity was hidden beneath a burqa-like cloth covering his entire face. Yes, a burqa. Imagine stepping into a gig thinking it's another routine dance only to find yourself in an odd, unsettling scenario where one participant stays anonymous, concealed behind a disguise meant to erase identity entirely. Hayes initially didn't realize who this mysterious figure was, at least not during that first encounter. But something seemed off. Bowls of warmed-up baby oil were strategically placed around the suite, which probably wasn't exactly standard for most private dance gigs. But money speaks loudly in these situations. Hayes said he was handed $800 cash up front, good enough reason, he figured, to roll with whatever strange performance was about to unfold. It wasn't until later, during another equally bizarre rendezvous at Manhattan's upscale Essex House Hotel, that Hayes finally connected the dots. He noticed the hotel's welcome message displayed prominently on a TV screen. Welcome, Mr. Sean Combs. The realization hit him hard. The man behind the disguise, quietly observing these intimate acts, was none other than Diddy himself. Now picture that shock. It's like showing up at your mysterious client's house only to find out your boss has secretly been watching you all along. The weirdness of it all must have been surreal. Hayes described roughly a dozen such encounters, each unfolding similarly. He insisted repeatedly that, as unusual as it was, everything he witnessed between Cassie and Combs seemed consensual, at least from his vantage point. Still, he noted a strange dynamic of control. Cassie had explicitly instructed Hayes to completely ignore Combs' presence, no eye contact, no acknowledgement, no speaking. It was as though Combs existed in the room only as an observer, but one who clearly held absolute authority. Cassie, according to Hayes, remained intensely focused on pleasing Combs. Even though Combs himself wasn't directly involved physically, his presence dominated the room. It's the sort of power dynamic that probably wouldn't feel out of place in some dark psychological thriller. But here it was, laid bare in court testimony. Yet the strange and troubling testimony of Hayes wasn't even the full extent of today's drama. Special Agent Gerard Gannon stepped up next, pulling the courtroom into a scene straight from a Hollywood blockbuster, but this was no fictional thriller. This was real life. Gannon vividly recounted a dramatic federal raid on Combs' lavish Miami estate on Star Island, a place known for harboring celebrities behind high walls and fortified gates. Jurors leaned forward as Gannon described agents in full tactical gear storming Combs' mansion. We're talking armored vehicles battering through gates, tactical teams stationed offshore on boats, essentially an operation fit for a drug lord's compound rather than a celebrity's seaside home. Why so dramatic? Well, Gannon explained, when you're executing a search warrant on someone of Combs' stature and means, you anticipate serious security. And Combs certainly didn't disappoint on that front. Inside, investigators uncovered more than just luxury decor. Hidden away were parts of two AR-15 rifles, a finding that immediately raised serious eyebrows. But firearms weren't the only things agents pulled out from behind locked doors. They also found what prosecutors described as items consistent with those used during Combs' infamous freak-offs. Women's platform high heels, sex toys, bottles of lubricants, condoms, and yes, even baby oil. Exactly. The items Hayes described witnessing at these bizarre encounters. Imagine that moment, federal agents sifting through the mansion of a music icon, cataloging evidence that reads less like a celebrity lifestyle and more like props from a scandalous movie set. Gannon's testimony did more than just shock. It provided concrete physical evidence supporting the unsettling picture witnesses, like Hayes had painted. It linked what had previously been just salacious testimony directly to tangible items discovered by federal agents. It showed jurors that These weren't merely accusations or sensational claims made under oath, but scenarios that had physical proof backing them up. As the jury listened to these accounts, it must have felt like peeling back layers on something far darker and stranger than anyone initially imagined. Each new testimony offered uncomfortable insights into how power, money, and secrecy intersected in Combs' life, painting a troubling picture of control and exploitation. Today, the courtroom felt less like a place of justice and more like a theater of the surreal, where the extraordinary became ordinary and ordinary rules of human interaction seemed suspended. Secret identities, hidden observers, and heavily armed raids, these aren't things you typically associate with someone known for glamorous parties and platinum hits. Yet here we are. As Agent Gannon stepped down from the stand, leaving jurors with images of tactical units storming through mansion gates and seizing disturbing evidence, the courtroom fell into a heavy silence. Everyone present knew they'd just seen something powerful, something uncomfortable. And as the judge briefly adjourned proceedings, it became clear today's revelations weren't the end, but rather a deeply troubling beginning.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 minutes.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialously with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.